Introduction. When you get into a tight place and everything goes against you, till it seems as though you could not hold on a moment longer, never give up then, for that is just the place and the time when the tide will turn. Harriet Beecher Stowe. Couples have sought help with their relationships for years. Information about sex and sexuality has been readily available, as numerous professionals have shared their views. Renowned psychologist Carl Jung, celebrity sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and biologist and sexologist Alfred Kinsey are among these professionals. Behavioral scientist John Gray, PhD, captured the attention of millions with his best-selling book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. So since there are many published relationship guides, what makes this book different? Sex on Saturday Night, The Art of Intimacy, provides a deeper understanding of how our emotional and spiritual health impacts our life and our relationships. It focuses on the sexual self, a critical part of our psyche that drives not only our sexuality, but also our creativity and vigor. In addition, it offers explanations for our behavior and how to recognize and understand our partner's behavior. These are key factors in revitalizing the intimacy in one's relationship. Our entire universe is based upon the principle of sex, the harmonious union of two opposites, a positive and negative principle, proton and electron, male and female, joined to create new life. We are sexual beings from the tip of our toes to the crown of our head. Yes, our sexual self is undoubtedly the most misunderstood aspect of who we are. Regardless of gender, every human has both male and female aspects. The sexual self is no different. Our male aspect takes action and seeks solution. It drives us forward. Our female aspect nurtures, births creativity, and uses intuition. This book explores our sexual self, its male and female aspects, and how to use the elemental powers of our sexual energy to conquer our fears, create our visions, and continually recreate ourselves in a greater image. By delving into the inner workings of my clients, I came to realize that when hope is gone, our heart and our spirit feel extremely distant, contributing little or nothing to our daily existence. Often trauma, setbacks, or simply a deep dissatisfaction with one's life leads us to just go through the motions, which perpetuates the feeling of despair and helplessness. Numbness sets in, silencing our feelings. Our heart and spirit recede as we express the emotional pain. As the spiral continues, we no longer find the joy and beauty in life. Thus, the vulture begins to circle. We live by the thoughts in our head rather than the feelings in our heart. We do our duty, but the passion and sense of awe for life is slipping away. We do not feel the vitality in our body or heart as we once did. While we may experience what we think is love, it is mental love, what we think we are supposed to feel. Sadly, mental love is not fulfilling. We may say all the right things, but often our words do not reflect our actions and certainly do not reflect our feelings. Sometimes it happens so gradually that we're not even aware of our numbness. Problems can become overwhelming, like trying to organize a garage that is so cluttered, we become immobile, not knowing where to start. It becomes impossible to function effectively in our daily activities, leaving us feeling out of control and helpless. We lose hope that anything can be done. We lose faith in ourselves and in our ability to unclutter our lives. And when our hope and faith are gone, our loving spirit becomes so repressed, it seems as if it has left our body to seek life elsewhere. The vulture ultimately wins and devours us. When we are in this emotional place, all aspects of our lives are impacted. Our relationships become dysfunctional, and we create coping mechanisms to survive. It is no surprise that being in this abyss negatively impacts one's sex on Saturday night. Thus, the reason for this book. Yeah, I could read that sentence. Thus, the reason for this book. Interestingly, the energy that drives our sexual desires also drives our creativity, our curiosity, and our desire to live a productive and fulfilling life. So, sex on Saturday night, the act of intimacy, addresses the reasons behind our dysfunction, along with the ways to release that dysfunction so that sex on Saturday night is more likely and more rewarding. The parable in the prologue reveals the crux of this book. The vulture symbolizes the threat to our well-being that may surface in our lives, whether it be emotional trauma, dysfunction, or disease. Like a vulture, those threats circle us as though they sense that we are losing hope. Love guides the man back to his heart and spirit, thereby revealing the means to heal. Our heart is the keeper of our love. It is the foundation of intimacy. Through love, all things are possible. So freedom from our negative thoughts, along with our understanding of those thoughts, discovered through our loving heart and spirit, are factors that create and maintain a loving and intimate relationship. It is time to wake up and fully resurrect our heart. Awareness cannot be attained through the mind. One can only experience love and joy in life and a feeling of greater love through the heart. You are the navigator of your life. You are the only one who can determine why you are here and what you will do with your life. If you never delve into the depth of your heart, you will miss the opportunity of a lifetime. The awakening of your heart is the awakening of your eternal nature of love. Love is not religious zealousness or the desires of your emotional nature. Love is constant, objective, and consistently caring. It is not subject to moods. Love can evaluate clearly without opinion or judgment. It carries within it a great healing light that can transform anything that is unlike itself. It is not a thought of love or parroting what love should be. It is the pure essence of love. You must be fully in your heart to awaken the pure essence of love. Each stage of awareness takes you into greater depth of love and spiritual understanding. Purpose, direction, and good choices become a way of life. Only you can find the answer to the questions, what must I change in my life to feel greater power, peace, recognition of my self-value, and restore intimacy in my relationship? Sex on Saturday night, the act of intimacy, is the first step in finding your answer. The energy of that intimacy impregnates your life with the spirit of love and wisdom. It transforms a dull and disconnected existence into a life of wonder, joy, health, and gratitude, giving you fulfilling connections to your loved ones and taking you to higher thought. Enjoy.